Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijnyo Mehta with the news. First, the headlines. Subedar Hokato Hotoje Sema receives Ati Vishisht Seva Medal. Chief Minister Nikyu Ryu extends congratulations. Health Minister P. Paiwang Konyak seeks central support for upgrade of Nagaland's healthcare system. House listing operations for Census 2027 to begin in Nagaland tomorrow. And Nagaland braces for widespread rainfall through the week. And now the news in detail. In a landmark event for both the Indian Armed Forces and the parasports community, Subedar Hokato Hotoje Sema of the 9 Assam Regiment received the prestigious Ati Vishisht Seva Medal from President Draupadi Murmu during the defense investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday.
Subedar H. Hokato Sema, 2024 Paris Paralympic Games, Shotput Kasya Padak Vijeta, Varsh 2025 mein अर्जुन पुरस्कार से सम्मानित।
Hokato becomes the country's first Paralympian to receive one of the nation's highest peacetime military decorations for distinguished service of an exceptional order. Congratulating Hokato, Chief Minister Nikyu Ryu described the prestigious honor as a fitting recognition of his exceptional service, dedication, and commitment to duty. Mr. Ryu wished him continued success and many more milestones in his distinguished journey. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton also said a decorated soldier and an inspiring para-athlete, Subedar Hokato has shown extraordinary courage and determination in every chapter of his journey. PHED Minister Jacob Jimomi also congratulated Hokato, saying that along with the rest of the nation, Nagaland rejoices in his remarkable achievement. Nagaland Health Minister P. Paiwang Konyak attended the 16th conference of the Central Council of Health and Family Welfare in New Delhi yesterday, where he highlighted the state's efforts to build an equitable, resilient, and accessible healthcare system. Addressing the conference, the minister sought central support for modernization and upgradation of aging health infrastructure across primary, secondary, and tertiary levels, particularly ahead of the graduation of Nagaland's first MBBH batch in 2028. He also called for region-specific budgeting under centrally sponsored schemes to reflect the higher construction and logistics costs in hilly and remote states. Further, the minister sought a review of the National Health Mission resource allocation formula by giving greater weight to terrain remoteness, population dispersion, and the minimum cost of sustaining essential health services instead of relying predominantly on population. Acknowledging the center's continued support for strengthening healthcare services in Nagaland, Mr. Paiwang reaffirmed the state government's commitment to achieving Sustainable Development Goal 3 on good health and well-being. The conference was attended by Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda and health ministers from states and union territories. A one-day orientation program on the implementation of the 15th Finance Commission health grants was organized today at Kohima by the Directorate of Municipal Affairs in collaboration with the National Health Mission, Nagaland. Delivering the keynote address, Director Temjendran Lakeche said the health grant was introduced by the Government of India to strengthen basic healthcare and diagnostic services at the community level through urban health and wellness centers while complementing existing health infrastructure. She informed that under the department, each urban health and wellness center is eligible for a one-time infrastructure grant of 25 lakh rupees and 3 lakh rupees for computer and internet facilities. She added that the Nagaland government has integrated the scheme with existing health units and plans to establish 6 more centers this year. Managing Director of Naga Hospital Authority Kohima, Dr. Imotemse, delivered a presentation on universal health coverage, underscoring the need to strengthen primary healthcare, increase public health spending, and leveraging technology to achieve universal health coverage. The program also featured sessions on the recurring and non-recurring components of the health grants and on polyclinic services. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on Uson Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The house listing operations and housing census under the first phase of the census 2027 will begin across Nagaland tomorrow. From July 1 to 30, enumerators and supervisors will visit every household to collect data on housing conditions, basic amenities and household assets. The government has assured that all information collected will remain strictly confidential and has appealed all citizens to cooperate with census officials by providing accurate data for the successful conduct of the exercise. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, B. Henok Buchem, today urged students to place character and purpose at the center of their education, saying academic success alone is not enough to build a meaningful life. Addressing the 44th Freshers Program of Baptist College Kohima today, he encouraged the students to pursue learning with integrity, compassion, and a commitment to serving society.
Character is your greatest qualification. Degrees may open doors, but your character sustains how long those doors remain open. Your integrity, honesty, humility, discipline, and compassion will define your reputation far more than your academic scores.
Highlighting the rapid transformation driven by artificial intelligence and technological advancement, Mr. Buchem called on students to develop critical thinking, communication, and creative problem-solving skills.
Education today is no longer about memorizing facts. It is about learning how to think critically, analyze carefully, communicate effectively, collaborate respectfully, and solve complex problems creatively. The future belongs not merely to those who possess knowledge, but to those who know how to apply knowledge ethically and compassionately.
Mr. Buchem said Nagaland needs educated young people who will become ethical leaders and urge students to remain grounded in prayer, uphold integrity, and commit themselves to excellence, respect for others, and service to humanity. The Meriama Village Youth Organization, MVYO, has withdrawn its proposed restrictions on the movement of government-registered vehicles within the village jurisdiction following assurances that repair work on the damaged national highway stretch will begin shortly. The decision was taken during a consultative meeting today, chaired by Kohima Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchem and attended by officials of PWDNH, representatives of the contractor MS Nitin Sai Construction and members of MVYO. During the meeting, Executive Engineer of PWDNH informed that a work order for repairing the sinking stretch was expected to be issued today. The contractor assured that mobilization of materials would begin on July 2, while repair work would commence by July 6. It was also decided that the district administration and MVYO would jointly monitor the progress of the work to ensure timely completion. And in weather, Nagaland is likely to experience widespread rainfall across all districts through the end of the week. According to India Meteorological Department, the showers are expected to be accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning. The department said heavy rainfall is very likely at isolated places in Kohima, Zunheboto, and Mokchung tomorrow. And to wrap up the news, here are the headlines once again. Subedar Hokato Hotoje Sema receives Ati Vishisht Seva Medal. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryu extends congratulations. Health Minister P. Paiwang Konyak seeks central support for upgrade of Nagaland's healthcare system. House listing operations for Census 2027 to begin in Nagaland tomorrow. And Nagaland braces for widespread rainfall through the week. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.